this morning's On the Move, we're looking at pets on planes. Lately, some flights look more like a modern-day Noah's Ark.
Yeah, they do. It's every animal, two by two, right? But now, airlines are cracking down. They're warning passengers to keep their pets at home. Southwest is the latest carrier to come out with a new emotional support animal policy. And News Channel 8's Ryan Hughes is live inside Tampa International Airport. Ryan, the policy starting soon for a lot of folks.
Good morning to you both. Southwest Airlines will roll out its new policy beginning 2 weeks from today. Only dogs and cats on a leash or in a carrier can fly as emotional support animals. This begins September 17th. Passengers can travel with only one animal and must present a letter from a doctor or licensed mental health professional. Airlines have changed the rules after people brought all sorts of animals on flights and claimed they were emotional support animals. One example is this peacock. United Airlines refused to let it board a plane in New Jersey because it did not meet guidelines. We spoke to passengers who like the new policy.
Well, exotic animals aren't the best place. The airport's not the best place for exotic animals. Yeah. And I feel more comfortable without having snakes and birds and all kinds of stuff.
On a plane?
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to trained service animals, only dogs, cats, and miniature horses are allowed on Southwest planes. Back to you.